Hello there, you are listening to 15minutes.today, 通勤学英语。欢迎来到我们每日英语跟读单元，每周一到周五收听世界时事趣闻，只要每日利用通勤的朋友或喝咖啡的时间，短短15分钟自行反复朗读，或者就是与 John 老师一起跟读，就可以持续累积你的英语力。通勤家族们， Are you ready? Let's get started with today's program.While you are up in the air, dispatches may be home. 2 years ago, the Federal Aviation Administration allowed a handful of airlines to let some aircraft dispatches work remotely to keep travel running smoothly as coronavirus cases ran rampant. Two carriers, Republic Airways and SkyWest Airlines, took the agency up on the offer. But critics say,It is long past time to end that practice, arguing that it exposes dispatchers to disruptions and distractions, shields them from oversight, and raises concerns about flight safety. Dispatchers typically work from secure facilities known as airline operations centers. There, they play a crucial role, sharing operational authority over flights with pilots. Dispatchers put together comprehensive flight plans,charting routes, accounting for weather and turbulence, and ensuring that a given plane is ready and safe to fly. If an emergency arises or weather patterns change, they work with pilots to adjust course or address any problems. Since first allowing dispatchers at some airlines to work remotely in the summer of 2020, the FAA has expanded the policy,permitting as many as 60% of the dispatchers at Republic to do so. SkyWest allows remote work when local coronavirus cases are high or when the airline deems it necessary, the FAA said. United Airlines was also given the option but hasn't used it. SkyWest did not say how many dispatchers it employed. Republic said it employs more than 80.The Transport Workers Union, which has fought the FAA on the remote working practice since the beginning, estimated that about 8 Republic dispatchers work from home on a typical day, managing about 150 flights. The SkyWest dispatchers are not unionized. The union and other critics say that while the number of dispatchers working remotely is limited, the practice sets a dangerous precedent.The Airline Dispatchers Federation, a national advocacy group composed of working dispatchers, and many experts say the job should be done only from the secure confines of an operations center. Republic and SkyWest defended the practice, saying that safety remains a top priority and that they have worked closely with the FAA to ensure that dispatchers who work remotely are held to high standards.Both airlines fly typically short routes for American Airlines, Delta Airlines, and United. SkyWest also flies for Alaska Airlines. Together, they carried nearly 53 million passengers within the United States last year, according to federal data.
Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。